Let us pray. Loving God, may your Spirit enliven our spirits as we worship this morning. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may know that I lead Tai Chi group on Monday afternoons here in the church gym. And before we start our practice, we always do a warm-up. One of the warm-ups goes like this. Now, that isn't just a warm-up. It's symbolic of planning for the future, learning from the past, living in the present. So we'll be thinking about learning from the past when we do our detailed look at the last year at our annual general meeting on March the 18th. But this morning I want to focus on looking forward, thinking of the future. And this is what we traditionally do at New Year's. Now, in our reading today, letter to the Galatians, Paul was dealing with a problem with the church in Galatia. I guess most of his letters were dealing with problems in the church. If we think that somehow in the early days of the church, everything went smoothly, well, then we're very mistaken. So the problem at this time was that Christian Jews were demanding that Gentiles who wanted to become Christians had to first become Jews, which would involve for the men circumcision. And I guess you can imagine that wasn't a popular thought. Paul opposed those demands. And to encourage the Gentile Christians in Galatia, he wrote those words that Marion read, that he was telling them they were not slaves of Jewish law, but they, through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, were children of God. And as children of God, they were inheritors of God's promises. Great words, great encouragement. And we need to hear those words today and realize that we are God's children and inheritors of God's promises. Especially helpful as we look forward into a new year. So let's think about the year ahead of us. It's a year of transition. A transition from the ministry of Christopher to the ministry of a new senior minister. But to help us with that transition, we will be calling a transition minister. And that person will help us through the transition and prepare for a new senior minister. So, as we think about that, we should understand that in place in this church is the structure and mission of the Fairlawn Call. The Fairlawn Call was devised, put together by a group of dedicated, imaginative people looking at the needs of this church and how we might meet those needs, and setting out the mission of the church. But they were inspired by God. And so we might say it's more appropriate to call it God's Call to Fairlawn Avenue United Church, its people. So earlier in the year, we did a congregational survey. And the survey told us that experiencing belonging and embracing action seemed to be going along fairly well. But what needed improvement was exploring our spirituality. So thinking about that, our mission is stated as Fairlawn helps people connect with what is important in life through its ministries of exploring spirituality, experiencing belonging, and embracing action. I think that mission should begin with the words, following Jesus, Fairlawn helps people connect with what matters in life. Because we need to remember why we are called Christians and who is our leader and inspiration. So you may have some suggestions as to how we could improve in the area of exploring spirituality. I have a few ideas. One of them is we could have some Bible studies. What a novel thought. I can't recall that we've done Bible studies for some time. Well, that would be one area. Another area would be to discuss the thinking of some of our theologians, such as Bishop John Spong, Marcus Borg, Bishop John Robinson, who wrote Honest to God, Dietrich Bonhoeffer. You may have some names. People, you'd be interested in what their thinking is and how does it relate to our life today. I know I get daily emails from Richard Rohr, who's a Catholic theologian in the States, but very inspirational. And I know others in this church also follow Richard Rohr. So that would be a good group for discussion. What about the Pope questioning the language of the Lord's Prayer? Should we be thinking about that? Maybe changing the language we use or use a different version? This is always difficult when you change something that everybody knows to something you don't know but might be more meaningful. We could look into that. I know we've got a group forming for reconciliation with our Indigenous peoples. This was a result of Nguyen In's sermon in November. So that's would be an interesting group that I'd like to be in. So Well, no doubt you have some thoughts. These are areas for our small group ministries and possibly for adult education. Doug McNaughton has inspired us through our Celtic Vespers, which I really enjoy, and I think that stimulates our thoughts about our spirituality, maybe in a different way than we get on Sunday morning here. And we've got Daniel Reed, who's ministering through Spirit Space and Messy Church. And we've got our new Director of Church Operations, Marlene St. Jean. You know, I'm really excited about this next year. So no matter who's going to be the minister here, we've got a lay ministry that's very strong, and it's going, and it's going to grow over the year ahead. So I'm optimistic. I think we've got a great year ahead of us. So, let us learn from the past. Let us look to the future. But above all, let us live in the present. We are not alone. We are connected to God and one another by love. Let's live that belief. Amen. So be it.